One of our top stories this morning, a 21-year-old Seeley Lake man has been charged with sexual intercourse without consent after being caught by law enforcement hiding in an underage girl's closet. Justin Cahoon appeared in Missoula Justice Court yesterday before Substitute Justice of the Peace Tracy Rhodes. Deputy Missoula County Attorney Celine Kepke asked for Cahoon to be placed on $75,000 bond.
This case came to light after a concerned parent in Seeley Lake observed a sexually explicit Snapchat video where the defendant and a 14-year-old victim were involved. Further investigation showed that the 14-year-old victim and this 20-year-old defendant were engaged in a sexual relationship.
Kepke explained how the defendant was eventually taken into custody.
The defendant was found in the 14-year-old's bedroom earlier this week after the detective on the case observed him sneak into the fenced yard. Detective Sunderland then entered the residence with permission of the homeowners and found the defendant hiding in the 14-year-old's closet.
The public defender pointed out that in the Marcus Karma case, the defendant was released on only $30,000 bond in a case of deliberate homicide, and that $75,000 was excessive for the 21-year-old defendant. Judge Rhodes set bail at $50,000 and ordered Cahoon to have no contact of any kind with the victim. Ravalli County Sheriff Steve Holton said yesterday counterfeit $100 bills have been passed in Stevensville.
Earlier this weekend, up in the Stevensville area, we had a counterfeit $100 bill passed at a business. A little inspection would you'd realize that it's not a valid, it's fraudulent. It had some foreign language characters on one side of it.
Holton said there was another instance of counterfeit bills in the same area earlier in the year.
The concerning part is, earlier this year, back in July, we had a $20 bill passed up there. And they're very different. There's no real similarities between the two bills. But where they were both passed in the Stevensville area, we're trying to really look into see if they're connected somehow.
Anyone with information is asked to contact the Ravalli County Sheriff's Office at 363-3033. You can also use the tools provided on the Ravalli County Sheriff's app. The Northern Cheyenne Constitutional Court has declared that ongoing efforts to remove the tribal president, Jace Kilsback, from office are illegal. The Billings Gazette reports the court yesterday said the ousting efforts to violate Kilsback's right to due process. Tribal council member Dana Eagle Feathers filed a complaint with the tribal council seeking Kilsback's removal in late September. The complaint accused Kilsback of failing to perform duties assigned to him and claimed he's, quote, guilty of gross neglect, end quote. The court said the complaint included, quote, no details of explanation, end quote. Eagle Feathers declined to comment on the court's decision, while Kilsback said the complaint is an attack on voters' rights to pick their leader and is not based on facts. The ruling came after Kilsback filed an emergency complaint for declaratory relief. The EPA held a meeting yesterday to give an update on the remedial investigation process going on at the former Smurfit Stone Mill site between Missoula and Frenchtown. According to EPA Community Involvement Coordinator Robert Moeller, the EPA hopes to begin work soon on areas where concerning levels of polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs, were found last year.
I want to make sure we're clear that this is not a site-wide cleanup plan. This is just for that specific area, and it's to address elevated concentrations of PCBs that were found in the 2016 soil investigation. The agency's goal at this point is to complete that response action by the end of this year.
The EPA has also released soil studies on three areas, which it breaks down into operable units.
OU1 covers about 1,200 acres of the site that are largely agricultural lands. OU2 is about 250 acres that covers the core industrial footprint of the former mill. And operable unit 3 includes about 1,700 acres that cover the area of the settling ponds and parts of the Clark Fork River plain.
A full action plan for the site won't be finished until after all the studies and findings are completed. Right now, the EPA is asking the public to read through their operable unit reports and provide comment. A recently released Yellowstone National Park bison status report says officials are looking to cap this winter's cull of bison at 1,250. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the recommendations released late last week also include banning bison hunting the West Yellowstone area because the officials have noticed the portion of the herd that migrates there has been decreasing. Park biologists counted 4,800 Yellowstone bison during aerial surveys in August. Last year, park officials removed more than 1,200 bison through managed hunts and ship-to-slaughter operations. According to the park status report, Officials plan to trap bison so they can be shipped to slaughter again this year despite protests from bison advocates. For the past decade, the American Planning Association has been handing out America's Great Places Awards, and for the first time ever, Missoula is on that list. Missoula was one of five neighborhoods to win the award this year. Linda McCarthy with the Downtown Missoula Partnership says it's a first for Montana as well.
It's the first time any community in the state of Montana has won a Great Neighborhood Award. It's a very high-level award given only once a year to only a handful of communities, and the award really speaks to our downtown community being a great place to live, work, and play.
American Planning Association President Cynthia Bowen said three things helped identify Missoula as a great neighborhood. The first is a 2013 plan to reduce carbon emissions by the year 2020.
The second thing that we liked is that they are trying to move away from auto-dominated downtown to ensure that some of these streets are then narrowed so that they could widen the sidewalks and provide accessible curb cuts. And there's also very strong connection with the bus system.
The third element Bowen mentioned was the public-private partnership involved in the creation of the new Missoula Art Park. Finally, the Supreme Court's newest justice says he's got an unusual office mate, an elk named Leroy. It's one of the reasons why everyday folk like Judge Neil Gorsuch. He's been explaining in recent appearances how he came to share space with the animal. Gorsuch says the story begins with his predecessor, the late Justice Antonin Scalia. Scalia shot the elk on a hunting trip more than a decade ago and had its head mounted and hung in his Supreme Court office. Gorsuch explained that at an event in Washington last week after Scalia's death in 2016, it seemed the elk was destined to become homeless because he's too big for the average living room. Gorsuch says someone then got the idea that Leroy might make, quote, a sort of unusual welcome to the neighborhood gift for the new guy, end quote. Our News Talk time now is 6:12.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station.
Mostly sunny skies today with our high temperatures topping out in the low 60s. Winds will be on the increase with wind gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. We'll see wind gusts up to 30 on Saturday with scattered showers. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for Missoula's KECI 13.